And a sack, can be made of paper or cloth, or would that have to be cloth?
If you what?
A sack, would it be made of paper? Could it be made of paper, or is a sack only made out of cloth?
A sack? Well, I would say that a sack is made out of cloth, and a bag is made out of paper. But you don't tell a South Carolinian that, because they call them a poke. P-O-K-E, poke, instead of a paper bag.
What about the real coarse kind of sack that maybe have potatoes in or something like that? A little rough material.
You mean one for pulling potatoes or onions and things like that? Well, I know the proper name for it. But if I won't go to the AP store and say, hey, how about giving me a potato sack or onion sack or something like that?
If you had something in a large container, you wanted to get it in a bottle with a narrow neck, what would you call that?
Funnel.
And what would you call the thing you put in the top to keep it from spilling?
Keep it from spilling.
In the top of the bottle.
You mean a stopper? Or a cap?
Now what would be the difference, or is there a difference? Stopper and cap?
There is a difference. A stopper is normally, as always has been, made out of cork and you shove it down in. Well, the cap is just like the Coca-Cola caps and things like that.
So the cap is going around the outside.
That's
well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fastened to them. Well, you know the difference. Mm-hmm. Anyone there?
You ever hear of a mill like where they grind corn into grits that have a fixed amount that you bring for one load?
No, because my uncle ran one of those mills at the sawmill he worked at in the country. He had a grits, what they call a grits mill there, run by machinery from the sawmill. And it seems like the man that owned the sawmill owned the commissary also. And for a bushel of corn, he'd give you so much of it back in the form of grits and cornmeal, and he'd retain the rest of it. But I don't know if there's any measurements to it at all.
Set amount that people bring in one day or anything like that?
No.
If you're driving a buggy, what is it you use to make the horses go faster?
Whip, or you could use a whip, or you could use lines, either one.
Okay. So you'd have you call them lines on a buggy. What about if you're plowing? You still call them lines?
Reins?
The reins if you're plowing.
Wait, I'll say that again.
If it on a buggy, you call them lines?
No, you don't call them lines. You call them reins.
Reins?
I don't know how you spell it. R-I-E-N-S, I think it's R-E-I-N-S.
And what about if you've got one horse pulling, so you got two pieces of wood on
it? Well, some people call them shafts, and some call them shaves, but I always call it shafts.
And what about if it's the other way around, you got two horses and or two mules?
Well, this is a tongue.
Tongue. And, I'm not even sure how it is, but, cross piece of wood, that's what you hitch the horse to.
You mean back of the horse? I think that was a single tree.
Single tree?
Mm-hmm.
And